we had well over 100 people who gathered last night and a dignified demonstration to show their opposition to this one farm proposal. The community are very much up in arms that this developer is returning again with another large-scale one farm proposal, with no regard for the people who live in the area or the proximity to their homes, environmental impacts, and even the future of this locality.
But you give regard to those concerns, do you not, through the planning process, and everything that should be followed is being followed?
Well, that is true, Greg, to an extent. But, I mean, the developer will lodge their application now, I believe, in mid-April. Then we, the community, will only be afforded a number of weeks to oppose this, whereas they have been working on this project for quite a number of years now, gathering and collecting data. I mean, we're only a community. We have to fight this ourselves. We have to hire experts. The minute it would seem the onus is very much in the community to protect and defend, and we should not be put in that position. People are very, very angry, and this issue goes a lot deeper, you know, starting with the local council right up to government level. And we demand at the minute that a change is made, first locally at both the councillors and the council level. And we're calling on our councillors to come out very strongly against it and oppose with us and support the community. Very much so, that is important in the next stage of the county development plan, which is currently being drafted and will be due to be voted on soon by the councillors.